There was certainly no suspense over who would win the nomination at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Al Gore even made an unexpected cameo appearance after his daughter seconded his nomination. But Minnesota Democrats have a history of quirky votes for presidential nominees. Last night was a rare exception as former Vice President Walter Mondale reported the results of a nearly unanimous vote in his typically low-key fashion.
Madam Chairwoman, on behalf of the wonderful state of Minnesota, I proudly cast our 89 votes for the next great President of the United States, Al Gore.
Mondale chose not to tell the convention about it, but Minnesota actually had 90 votes. Delegate Jeannie Walsh abstained after considering a vote for Bill Bradley or for Green Party candidate Ralph Nader. She says she wanted to show that there was still a progressive wing in the Democratic Party.
Not voting for Gore at this point, I can say, don't forget us.
Gore's surprise appearance nearly upstaged his running mate's speech, but Minnesota delegates were clearly moved by the first Jewish American ever to be nominated by a major party for vice president. Delegate Jackie Stevenson says Lieberman hit all the right notes and answered the right questions.
We didn't know a lot about him, having come, you know, being from a East Coast Atlantic state. It makes it a little difficult because you really don't, you can't say much or make many comments, but I found him charming, I found him witty, I found him warm, obviously bright, very literate, a good speech giver, and you know, he plays the crowd, he did very well.
Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sells-Belton will get a chance to talk face-to-face with Lieberman today. She's one of just over a dozen women Lieberman requested to meet with to talk about issues that are important to women. The mayor says she'll bring up a variety of issues, including education, health care, and affordable daycare to help move women from welfare to work.
One of the things that we want to affirm with Senator Lieberman is that the resources that we've been getting to date from the federal government have been inadequate to meet the needs of all of the women. And so we want to talk to him about some of our experiences with this situation across the country.
Sells-Belton says she also wants Lieberman to reaffirm his commitment to abortion rights. While Sells-Belton will be talking policy, the DFL-endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate will make a national TV appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Earlier this week, Leno joked about a Duluth News Tribune story which reported that after candidate Jerry Janovich received the Minnesota AFL-CIO endorsement, he crawled under a table to, quote, thank each member of the committee personally. Yesterday, Leno appeared on the convention floor to quiz Janovich about the incident. Janovich, who struggled to improve his name recognition and visibility, seemed smitten by the free national exposure.
My dad just loved it.
Your dad loved it?
Yeah, he was watching.
What could make a dad prouder to know that your son was under the table at an AFL-CIO meeting? Well, that's quality.
We all appreciate good humor, right. And it was fun.
It was all above board under the table.
Easily above board.
All above board under the table.
Janovich says he crawled underneath the conference table so that he could face all the labor leaders from the other side. The banter between Janovich and Leno is expected to air tonight or tomorrow. At the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.